Okay, the mitzvah of tkiya shofar is, of course, mitzvah sein shazman grama. Men are included in the mitzvah, nashim are paturis. Nevertheless, we know that it's a mitzvah that nashim are mechabavais, right? A lot of women make great efforts to be yetzei the mitzvah of tkiya shofar. It's certainly one of the most crowded times of the year in the Ezes Nashim, and in many communities there are also other, you know, later tekiyahs that are arranged specifically for the Nashim. So it comes as a little bit of a surprise that there's a lot of protests that have come up over the generations, I mean, going back, you know, to the Tekufas, going back to the Tanayim, arguments against Nashim being included in the midst of Tekiyah Shofar. To start with, there's a Mishnah that says that Eim Akmanas Atinaikis Militkaya, that if children are playing with a shofar on Rosh Hashanah and they want to blow, it's okay, you're allowed to let them. The Gemara makes a diuk, children you're allowed to let because eventually they're going to come to a chi of Deraisa. But Nashim were Ma'akvin. If Nashim are blowing a shofar on Rosh Hashanah, we stop them from blowing. The Gemara says, but there's a different brisa that says that it is a mission, but there's a brisa that says Ein Ma'akvin Leis Hanashim V'Leis Hatinayikis, and the Gemara says, okay, it's a Machlekes Tanayim. It's Machlekes Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi. It's a very broad Machlekes Tanayim about whether women are allowed to participate in Mitzvah Seis Shazman Grama. According to Rabbi Yaisi, it's a Rishus. If they don't have to, but if they want to, they could. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, Dablo B'nei Yisrael. The example that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda were talking about was smicha on a karban. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, there's an isser. B'nai Yisrael are not allowed to be semchais. And it's clear in the Gemara, this is Rosh Hashanah Daf Lamed Gimel, it's clear in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, B'nai Yisrael are not allowed to do the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar. Rabbi Yaisi holds that they are allowed. It's a rishus. He says semchais rishus. The same would be true about tekiyah shofar. So it's machlekes Hanayim. And the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, that said, Ein ma'akvin et ha-tinoikais, but the Gemara was medayik, but the Nashim, we are ma'akvim, so the Stam Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's really usur for Nashim to do the mitzvah of tekiyah shofar. So al tzwat. So
this, it's the girls, even? Or
No, it's boys.
So there was
boys.
What's the chiddush because the mitzvah is chiddush?
And that's why we don't stop them.
What's the
chiddush? Even though there's an isser of playing music on Yom Tov, we'll come to that shortly. Yeah. So what's the problem with them? According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's us. What are they doing wrong? So there's a very important machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. It's not in Rosh Hashanah. You know, this Gemara is in Rosh Hashanah Lamed Gimel. But to get the pshat in it, you really have to go to Erevin. In Erevin, the Sadivav, there is a machlokes Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi says that which Rabbi Yehuda holds, women are not allowed to blow shofar, are not allowed to do smicha on a karban, are not allowed to wear tefillin. Those are the examples that I mentioned in the Gemara. Rashi says it's because of Bal Taisef. If they weren't commanded, then they're not allowed. The Torah says Eila mitzvos. You know, you're not allowed to be meisef onto the mitzvos, and just like you're not allowed to be migareya from the mitzvos. And for Nashim to go do Mitzvah Seis Shazman Grama, that's being Meisef on the Mitzvahs. So according to Rashi, at least the way that Tosfos quotes Rashi, it's a real Isser, because of Bal Taisef. Tosfos says that it's not us because of Bal Taisef, and in fact Tosfos says it's not really a klal in all Mitzvah Seis Shazman Grama. Even Rabbi Yehuda doesn't have a problem with Nashim doing Mitzvah Seis Shazman Grama. It's just that he holds that since there isn't so much to be gained by doing it, so whenever there's a cost, he says you always have to weigh the cost-benefit, and if there's a cost, then he's not going to allow. So some mitzvahs, there's no cost. Let's say a mitzvah like lulav. They're not chayiv to do lulav, but there's nothing wrong with doing lulav either, so over there he'll allow it. The mitzvahs where you find Rabbi Yehuda arguing, it's because there's some aveira involved in doing the mitzvah. For example, the paradigm, the original case that Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yaisi discussed was doing smicha on a karban. The way you do smicha on a karban is by leaning with all your might. It's almost like riding the animal. The karban, I mean, the animal is a karban. Are you allowed to ride a karban? A karban is an isser to do melacha with an animal, which is a karban. Thank you very much. No, this is fine. Yeah, this is perfect. Thank you.
Where do you know the klal that the part of
mitzvah says Gemara in Kedushin, Lamed Aleph learns it out from the hekesh to tefillin. That's the makar.
Just the hekesh.
Yeah. No, no, not just the hekesh. A real hekesh.
From tefillin, because they can't put on tefillin.
Yep.
Rashi's daughter put on tefillin.
No, we didn't.
Rashi's daughter didn't put on?
No.
What you did.
No, Michal bas Shaul's daughter did. We're gonna, that's part of the Gemara, the thing that we're covering now. So Taisa says that the only times that Rabbi Huda objects to the Nashim doing Mitzvah Seish Hasman Grama is where there's some cost. So by smicha, the cost is obvious. It's an aveira to do smicha on a carbon because it's like riding the animal and this is the carbon. You can't do your, you know, you can't use the carbon. So that's where Rabbi Huda says we don't allow. Tekiya Shofar, there's also a cost because it's playing music. It's a musical instrument, which on Shabbos, we don't do that on Shabbos, because of Gezeira Shemitzak and Klishir, Yom Tov also would have the same Gezeira. Now, obviously, we don't think about that. You know, we don't think twice before blowing Shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's a mitzvah. So we don't worry about the Shemitzak and Klishir. But for the Isha, that it's she's not Chayav, so Rabbi Huda says, because it's a malacha d'rabbanon, playing musical instruments is a malacha d'rabbanon, so we don't allow. The third example that we mentioned was tefillin. So tefillin also, we've talked about this before, tefillin, there's a cost. Anytime you let somebody wear tefillin tzrichim gufnaki, and if somebody's not careful with the gufnaki, then it would be a violation of the kedusha of tefillin. So since they're not chayavis, we don't want to let them take the chance. So these are the places where Rabbi Huda says that we don't allow the Isha to do the Mitzvah Seish Hasman Grama. And it has nothing to do with Baal Taisif. So according to Rashi, it's because of Baal Taisif, and then it's going to be true for, across the board, for all Mitzvah Seish Hasman Grama. According to Rabbi Yehuda, it's only where there's something already wrong with it, and when we do the Mitzvah, we're sort of overriding the Isser. So then Rabbi Huda says, for Nashim, we don't allow them to override that Isser. Now, Tekiya Shofar is definitely on the list. It's clear in the Gemara that according to Rabbi Yehuda, Nashim are not allowed to do Tekiya Shofar. But this Machlokes Rashi Tosfos will make a major, major nafka mina le'inyan. What exactly is Aser? When we picture Nashim participating in the midst of Tekiya Shofar, almost invariably you're picturing her on the passive side, right? She listens to Tekiya Shofar. Not right on the receiving end. It's not so shchiach for women to go learn how to blow shofar, right? So, according to Tosfos, that the iser is because of playing the instrument. So then, if she's listening to a man and the man is blowing for himself, then there'd be nothing wrong. According to Tosfos, the only objection would be if a woman picks up a shofar and blows it. Or maybe for that matter, also, again, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you might have an objection also if a man is blowing, but just for the Isha. But an Isha coming to shul and listening to Tekiya Shofar, where they're blowing anyway, beheter, so then she's not doing anything wrong. According to Rashi's pshat, that the problem, the reason why it's usher according to Rabbi Yehuda, is because of Baal Taisif, so then she should stay home. She shouldn't come to shul. Right, because we don't want her to get the mitzvah of Tekiya Shofar. So according to Rashi, this sheet of Rabbi Yehuda is
passive
major.
Anyway. It's passive.
There's no
maisa. They don't have to answer.
Okay.
There's no maisa.
Okay. If that's the case, how can they?
She's there. If you want them, good seats.
Yeah, you'd have the same problem.
Shouldn't be allowed to sit in the sukkah.
Right. According to Rabbi Yehuda, they wouldn't be. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Aliba de Rashi, they wouldn't be allowed to sit in the sukkah. Aliba de Taisa, they would be allowed because over there, there's no course. There's no aveira involved. But according to Rashi, that's Mishum Baal Taisa, they're not allowed in the sukkah. According to Taisvis, it's really only a problem if there's a special tekiya just for them. According to Rashi, there might even be a problem if they're coming to shul and listening to the men's tekiya. Mm-hmm. But all of this is Aliba de Rabbi Yehuda. Again, Rabbi Yehuda says that to one degree or another, Nashim are not allowed to do Tekiya Shofar, again, to one degree or another, maybe Machlekes Rashi Taisis about what about coming to shul to listen with the men, but certainly their own Tekiya Shefer, according to Rabbi Yehuda, is for sure Asar. Now, we all do it, so the good news is, because we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, but it's a big chiddush not to pass like him. The Stam Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but Taisis says that even though it's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, but when you see in the Brisa, so who's the Tana that argued with him? It's Rabbi Yossi. It's a very interesting Taisis, as far as Klali Hayra. Rabbi Yossi is like a superhero. When it comes to any Machlekes with Rabbi Yossi and another Tana, there's a rule, Rabbi Yossi Nimukai Imai. So the Gemara in Gittin says about Rabbi Yossi Nimukai Imai, he always knew what he was doing. He always had his Svara on straight, and so we pass like Rabbi Yossi against other Tanayim. And Taisa says, now there's no, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yossi Nimukai Imai, so he has a leg up over all the other Tanayim. On the other hand, there are Gemaras that say Halacha Kistam Mishnah. Now, over here, where Rabbi Yehuda has the Stam Mishnah supporting him, Rabbi Yossi only appears in the Braisa, so it's not really clear, does this Maila of Nimuki Imoy override the Maila of the Stam Mishnah? But that's the Chiddush of Taisus. Taisus and the Rosh and the Rambam also passes this way. So, it seems that the Rishonim decided that Rabbi Yossi's superpowers are so great that they even override the Maila of the Stam Mishnah, and therefore the Halacha is like Rabbi Yossi. And so what does it say in Shulchan Aruch? In Shulchan Aruch, in Zim Tavkov Peites, it says, "Ein ma'akvin es hanashim milatkaya b'shefer." That if women are blowing shefer, you don't have to stop them. I mean, you're learning Shulchan Aruch, you may not realize what's the significance. What's the chiddush of that line? It's against the Stam Mishnah. There's a Stam Mishnah, and there's Rabbi Yehuda Shita that we do have to stop them, but we don't pass on like Rabbi Yehuda. We pass on like Rabbi Yossi, and therefore we don't have to stop them. But even though we pass on like Rabbi Yossi, so there's still a number of objections, of roadblocks that have been thrown up over the years. So in the early Rishonim, they bring down that there was a debate. The Bali Itter said that you read the Gemara literally, right? That you can't stop the women from blowing. If they want to blow, we pass like Rabbi Yossi, Nashim, Sam Chesvashus, they're allowed. We won't stop them. But that doesn't mean we would help them. Zok the Bala Iter, the opinion of the Bala Iter, one of the earlier Rishonim, that if women want to be Yossi the Mitzvah, they could blow for themselves. But a man is not allowed to go blow for her, because after all, there is an Isser involved. It's a musical instrument. And we're matter because the Isha, she wants to get the Mitzvah. So we're matter that for the Isha. But for a man to go and do it for the Nashim, so he connects it to the Gemara. There's a Gemara in Shabbos. It's a really surprising connection. But he says, there's a Gemara in Shabbos that says, "Ein oimrim la'adam chatei b'shvil sheyizkeh chavercha." We'll never tell a person, you do an Aveira to merit somebody, for somebody else's merit. Well, what does this mean? I mean, we never tell a person to do an Aveira at all under any circumstances. What the Gemara is saying is that sometimes a person is allowed to do an Aveira if he's weighing the cost-benefit and he sees that the benefit outweighs the cost. What do I mean? So the Gemara gives a fascinating example. Ah, that's right. Right, a person forgot that it was Shabbos. Oh, okay, it actually is it's sudden, whether it's Derais or Drabon. Let's even suppose it was Deraisa. A person knew it was Shabbos, and he was a Rosh, he was a Mechal Shabbos, and he took the bread, and he put it in the oven. He took the dough, and he put it in the oven to bake. And then he turned on his iPod and listened to something, and he heard some really inspiring schmooze from on TorahAnytime.com. Do they play on Shabbos? I don't know. He listened to it on Shabbos, and he said, "Gvalt, I have to do tshuva. So I have to take this bread out of the oven before it bakes." It takes 5 minutes for the bread to bake at the end of it, or at least to reach the shear of Kermu Paneha, at which point the malach is completed, and then you'll be chayev achatzos. This person is amazing. It'll be chayev misa, it'll be chayev kares if there was no eidim v'asura. I got to get it out before Kermu Paneha. The problem is that taking bread out of the oven is also an isser. Now, this doesn't mean our taking bread, the way we take bread out of the oven, we put bread on a pan and we put it on the tray of the oven. Taking that out of the oven is not an issur. But the bread that was made in the Mediterranean ovens was a piece of dough that they would stick onto the roof or wall. The dough is sticky. They would stick the dough onto the roof or wall of the oven. It would bake there. And then there was an art to getting it off, some kind of a spatula-like thing that scrapes it off of the side of the oven without ruining the shape and without making it fall down into the coals. It's a chachma. And the Gemara says that even though it's not strict, it's not chachma hiv'einu malach, it's not asa midaraisa, but midrabbanan it's asa. You're not allowed to use that on Shabbos. So this guy, he just put bread into the oven, and now he's doing tshuva. He wants to get it out before it bakes. But getting it out is an isser. It's an isser drabbanan. So the halach is that he is allowed to take the bread out because even though we said you're never allowed to do an aveira, but you're allowed to weigh the cost benefit. And over here, this aveira drabbanan would spare him from an aveira deraisa. You're allowed to do an aveira drabbanan to escape from an aveira deraisa. But on that, the Gemara says, "Ein oimer mu'adam chatei kidei shi'iz kachavercha." He, in this very far-fetched scenario that I said, that one minute he was a big rush and he was a Mechal Shabbos, and the next minute he wants to avoid his Chil Shabbos. So, okay, so in such a case, he's allowed to take it out. But let's say somebody else, and this is a much less far-fetched scenario, you have somebody in your household who Nebuch is Mechal Shabbos, and he puts the bread into the oven. And you, Gevalt, you want to save him from the Chil Shabbos, so you want to take the bread out of the oven. But there's an isser to take the bread out of the oven. It's an isser drabanan, but there's no heter for that isser. Kedei sheyiz kechavercha, for somebody else's merit. That's the Gemara in Shabbos. The Baal HaItter says that when it comes to blowing shofar for nashim, so we're really always contending with the isser. It's you're playing a musical instrument on yontif. You're not allowed, right? You're not allowed to do it any other yontif. So Rosh Hashanah also, really there's an isser. But it's a mitzvah also. Now when it comes to men's mitzvah, so it's no contest because the mitzvah is a mitzvah deraisa, it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, of course you have to blow a shofar. When it comes to the nashim, their mitzvahs, at most it's a mitzvah chiyuvis, it's some kind of a kabbalah schar, but they're not really chayav. So why are they allowed to, and we said according to Rabbi Yehuda, they're really not allowed. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, we pass like Rabbi Yaisi. But the pshat is, like the Baal HaItter, we paskin that chatei, you could do the aveira to get this chos, even though you're not allowed to blow music, but you're going to get a mitzvah out of it, so that overrides. That's where Rabbi Yaisi allows them. But ain ayin mul adam chatei kadei shizka chavercha, or even ishtecha, right? You're only allowed to do an aveira for your own merit, but not for somebody else's merit. So therefore, the Baal HaItter said this tremendous chiddush that if nashim want to blow shofar, they can blow shofar. We pass on like Rabbi Yaisi, but we're not going to blow shofar for them. So this is a very strict limitation on the whole tkiyah shofar for nashim. Now, so what in the Rush brings down, the minig in Ashkenaz used to be to be chayshish to follow this Baal HaItter. But what did that mean? To go tell the women learn how to blow shofar? Not practical. They weren't doing that.
You're blowing for men and women.
So if they're in shul, right, so you're blowing for men and women, no problem. But what about for the women that are home? So the aids that they can't bring, because many women obviously can't come to shul if they're watching children. Yeah. Okay. I'm going through this step by step. We're not going to pass on the Baal HaItter either. But the Baal HaItter, and this was the old Minhag Ashkenaz, was that if you want to blow for women, let's say you want to blow for your wife, she can't come to shul, blow for her before you go to shul. And that way you'll be yaitzi with that tekiah also. And so you're blowing for yourself.
The
bracha will still come to later. He's concerned even with the tekiah itself being an aveira. You blow for yourself. Do it before you go to shul, so you blow for yourself.
You let it practice?
You're allowed to practice, I think so. I think you are, because that's considered the Tzarech Mitzvah.
And maybe conveniently practice for them.
I hear.
So who's the one that has the Kavanah of the Mitzvah? When the husband's blowing for the wife?
They both have the Kavanah.
So he's having Kavanah for her to be
for himself and for her.
And for her.
Mm-hmm.
Otherwise she wouldn't be.
Right, well, I'm not sure if we'll get, that may be my colleagues showing them also, which we might get to in this year, but I'm not sure.
Why is a shofar considered a musical instrument? You'll never find any band use a shofar.
They use every other word.
It's a smear coil.
Yeah,
but
it's not used anywhere in the world. You'll never find it in the world. It's not a musical instrument.
You can't blow
What about as a military instrument?
What
about as a military horn?
Did you see the Levaya yesterday of the Queen? They were always shofar blowing for her the whole day.
Where?
They're in London for the Levaya of the Queen. They were all blowing shofar all day.
That's a trumpet, not a shofar.
So what's the difference between the shofar and the trumpet?
It's a big difference.
I think what you're thinking of the musical instrument is something that has buttons that allows you to change the notes.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, I'm not sure when trumpets started.
Have anything,
when did trumpets start to have that? The trumpets in the Torah, the Chatzaitzis in the Torah and in the Beis HaMikdash.
I think it was one note.
I think it was one note.
Yeah.
No. I think so.
Okay.
Right. You could alter the note by blowing more hard, less hard. Maybe that's the way they made music with it.
Right.
I don't know.
When you blow a shofar, you don't get another mitzvah. Once you did the mitzvah, that's it. The
Gemara says that by lulav there's an inyan of shiri mitzvah, but not by shofar. Not by shofar. Even though we have. Is this inyan of Mea Koilois, right? Can I get the, Ima Shal Sistra? But beyond that, I don't think so.
A few rashes about this, it's also probably even it's not Shabbos, right? For the
Noshim. Not Rosh Hashanah, you mean?
By Rosh Hashanah, blowing the shofar, let's say.
Shabbos we don't blow.
Oh, Shabbos we don't blow. Sorry, yes, you're right.
So this is the Bala Yitr. Zok the Rosh. So again, the Bala Iter is throwing up another roadblock. Even after we got past Rabbi Yehuda, we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda, Muki Yimai, but he says, but still, you can't help them unless you're doing it for yourself also. But the Rosh said that we don't pass like this Bala Iter either. The Rav Yah argued, he said that, no, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that it's a mitzvah, so if it's a mitzvah, it's not an Aveira, and you could, or he doesn't use those words, he says that it's enough to be, to be Matir Ari Surim also, and we're allowed to blow for the women. So after the Rav Yah, it sounds like, okay, now we're home free. The Rosh says that we pass on the Rav Yah, we're nachosh for this Bala Iter, so women are allowed to blow for themselves, and their husbands are allowed to blow for them, even if the husbands were already Yaitzi, it's no problem, you're allowed to blow for them, because they're getting a mitzvah, so that's a good reason to blow Shofar. But then comes along the Shagas Aryeh. Shagas Aryeh, this is very much later, is after the Rishonim, right? Shagas Aryeh, he says that he strongly objects to this heter that the Rush gave. He's willing to accept it up to a point, but not beyond that. He says we said that Shofar is compared to Smicha on a carbon compared to tefillin, those are the places where Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yehuda had their machlekes. And we pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda says, Nashim same chais v'shos, that Nashim are allowed to do smicha. But the Gemara said, where's this Gemara? It's referred to in a few places. I think the main sugi is in Chagig, if I'm not mistaken. The Gemara says that, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we allow the women to do smicha, but we don't allow them to do a real smicha. A real smicha, where they're putting kol koichai onto the animal, and that's an issur d'oraisa. And for they're not really mechuyev in it. How could you be matir for them an issur d'oraisa if they're not really mechuyev in it? So the Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda is only matir for them to do a fake smicha. Lahakif yadayim, to put their hands there in a way that it looks like they're doing smicha, but it's not a real smicha. They're not really. I mean, we tell them that you can put your hands there, but don't really lean on it with all your weight. And so the Gemara says, what's the point? It doesn't count. They're not even getting a mitzvah, so what's the point? Equity. So the Gemara says, it's oisa nachas ruach el nashim. It's just to make them feel good.
Equity.
Okay. Equity. It's just to make them feel good. They don't. Maybe that we're willing to be matir for the Eitz Nachas Ruach because this lahak what the Gemara calls akufi yadayu, it would be usur if it wasn't a mitzvah. The Gemara says that's also wouldn't be an issur d'oraisa, but it would be an issur d'rabbanan. Merzik mishtamish b'kadshim, we avoid doing anything that gives the impression of being mishtamish b'kadshim. And we wouldn't allow this just damazai, but to be oisa nachas ruach al nashim, we allow them to do this fake smicha, even though it would otherwise be oisa d'rabbanan. But we're willing to allow it. But a real smicha, which would be an issa d'oraisa, that we're not going to allow. So zok the shagas aryeh. So what I get from there is that even Rabbi Yossi is the big makel, that he's that the one that we rely on. He allows the Nashman to do Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama, even if there's some kind of an Isser involved, but only in Isser D'Rabbanon. But in Isser D'Raisa, not. That, the Gemara says that Kupi Adayu, yes, but Smicha B'chal Koicham, not. So only in Isser D'Rabbanon, not in Isser D'Raisa. Okay. So now, what does that have to do with us? By Tekiah Shefer, L'chayr, we're still safe, right? Because Tekiah Shefer is not an Issa D'Raisa, it's just an Issa D'Rabbanan. But Dr. Shagas Aryeh, let's say the Shefer is in shul and the women are at home and with the babies, they're not coming to shul. You want to bring the Shefer home, carry it through Rosh Hasharabim. Let's assume now, for argument's sake, that the streets are Rosh Hasharabim. So carrying in Rosh Hasharabim, that's an Issa D'Raisa. Dr. Shagas Aryeh, that you're not allowed to do for Nasha. And he says that when the Rosh brings down the Rav Yoh. The Rav Yoh, when he said, oh, you can do whatever you want, he said, he argued with the Bala Itter, and he said, no restrictions, you can do whatever you want. The Rav Yoh spoke out, you could blow for them, you could bring it to them through the Rosh Hasharabim. The Shagas Aryeh says, no, that's an overreach. You can't bring it to them through Rosh Hasharabim, because that's a Malacha D'Raisa. You're only allowed to blow, which is just blowing musical instruments. That's an Issa D'Rabbanan. That will allow for Nashim's Nachas Ruach to do a Mitzvah Seish Hazman Grama, but to carry through Shas Rabbim, that we're not going to allow. Now, so yes, it's tiny. One second, I think everybody here is wondering, what Issa are we talking about? There's not Shabbos here, right? Shabbos, we don't blow Shabbos. We're talking about Yontif. On Yontif, carrying, right? So carrying, what's wrong?
You can't carry everything.
So this right. So this is what I wanted to clarify. Right. So that's exactly right. The pshat is that even though I think many of us have in our heads that Yom Tov is very different than Shabbos. Shabbos, we know there's 39 malachas that are usher, and Yom Tov, people have in their heads just from growing up and observing that there are fewer than 39 malachas because some things we're allowed to do bishul and oifer, we're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Havara, we're allowed to do on Yom Tov. Haitzah, we're allowed to do on Yom Tov. But the truth is that it's a misnomer. Really, there's 39 malachas on Yom Tov, just like there are on Shabbos. But on those 39 malachas, there are some of them have some heterim. What's the heter? The heter is Eichel Nefesh. So you're allowed to cook for food to eat. You're allowed to carry food home from the Kiddush, right? You're food for Eichel Nefesh. You're allowed to carry. Now, what about carrying things or cooking things that are not Eichel Nefesh? So there's a machlekes beisil beishamai, right? According, this is me talking. So this is the mission in Beis Daf Yud Beis that according to beishamai, it really stops there. You're only allowed to carry for Eichel Nefesh. But beyond that, the mission talks about, are you allowed mitzien, sefer Torah, velulav, vekatan? Beishamai say all of those are also. You're not allowed to take a sefer Torah from one shul to the other, to lane from the sefer Torah, or to take your lulav from home to shul on Yom Tov. We're not talking about on Shabbos. Take your lulav to shul on Shabbos, Beishamai say is also, because it's carrying. It's only Yom Tov, it's not Shabbos, but you're not going to eat the lulav, so it's not letzarech hachal nefesh, so it's also. But Beis Hillel says it's mutter. Beis Hillel says, the Gemara over there in Beis Daf Yud Beis, the Gemara explains very important principle in halacha that mitoich shehutshra havara letzayrech hutshra nami shaloi letzayrech. That once it was permitted letzayrech eichel nefesh, so it became hutshra. It's permitted for other things also. It's permitted also in shaloi letzayrech eichel nefesh. Now, if you read those words literally, you might give the impression of what I was calling before a misnomer. That, oh, if it's hutra, so that means we could erase that whole malacha. Any malacha that's associated with Eichel Nefesh, like bishul, like carrying haitzah, is hutra for everything, even when it's not Eichel Nefesh. So that means that there's no more iser bishul, there's no more iser carrying on Yom Tov. But that from the Gemara, it might sound that way. But Tosis says there are rayas that that's not quite true. That even though the words of the Gemara are hutra nami shalei letzarech, but that's really an exaggeration. It's not hutra entirely, even when there's no need, no purpose at all. One raya is that the Gemara in Psachim says that if somebody is oifa miyom tov l'choil, somebody is cooking or baking on Yom Tov, not for Yom Tov purposes, but for after Yom Tov purposes. So, according to one opinion, the Gemara gets Malkus for that. He was over in a Sederetza. According to the other opinion, he doesn't get Malkus. Why? Because there's another famous svar which also starts with the word Mitoich, right? Or Hayel. Hayel imikali archem, right? That he may have in mind that it's for tomorrow, but he might end up using it today. Oh, he might end up using it today. That, so, we can consider it a Yantav Terech. But the Manda Amr that doesn't hold of Hayel says that you get Malkus. You're getting Malkus for cooking a Yantav. There's no malach of cooking because it's a hutra. So Zaktaisis, you see that it's not really across the board. It's absolutely hutra. Mm-hmm. It's hutra filu shalay litzerech, and the words of the Gemara are mitarech hutra and tzerech hutra nami shalay litzerech. But Zaktaisis, as long as there's some tzerech on tzerech ktsas, but tzerech yomtiv ktsas, it has to be some tzerech on yomtiv. If it's for tomorrow, that means it's not for a tzerech yomtiv at all. So then it's really austere, and it remains with the Issa Deraisa, and you're like, yeah. So the Shagas Aryeh says that every time that you carry something outside on Yom Tif, so really there's a malacha involved, but there's a heter. If it's Erechel Nefesh, great. If it's not Erechel Nefesh, okay, but there's still, it's Hutshra, even Shalei Litzayrech. So, you know, there's a Teirah for that, but it has to be something that qualifies as a Tzayrech. Now, what's the tzerech over here? For nashim to do malach, a mitzvah, say shazman grama. For nashim to kiya shafer, which is not a real mitzvah for them, it's a mitzvah, say shazman grama. But to be, I said, nachas ruach lenashim, we're maturit. But if the Gemara told us already, in the context of smicha, that they can only do the make believe smicha, but they can't do a real smicha, because that's an issa deraisa. So that means that this tzairich is not good enough to be matter in Issa Deraisa. Carrying a yontif is an Issa Deraisa, unless you have a tzairich. This tzairich is not good enough to be matter the Issa Deraisa. So therefore, Zakta Shagas Aryeh, you're going to be left with an Issa Deraisa. You're not allowed to carry a shafer for the nashim on yontif, and for that matter, a lulav also. The Shagas Aryeh would say that for nashim, again, nashim want to take a lulav, that's very nice, but they should take it at home, or use one that's in shul. But to carry a lulav from home to shul for nashim, he says it's aser. So this is the chiddush of the Shagas Aryeh, that you're not allowed to carry a shofar in the streets for the purpose, for the sake of tekiya shofar lenashim. If there's a woman stuck at home and the tekiya wants to go to her house to blow a shofar for her, the Shagas Aryeh holds that's aser. Not only that, it's an issa deraisa. The Shagas Aryeh would hold that's mamash an issa deraisa.
It's a little different, no? By carrying it,
yeah.
If she wants it, that could be a tzarif that makes it not nisa deraisa. By carbon, it's a separate thing.
Oh, okay. No, you're saying very good.
Being
very good.
It's an element.
If you want to eat, you better do nachas ruach.
No, echel nefesh is something, you know, something right
uh-huh. For
your body.
So, okay.
Nachas ruach is a mental version of echel
nefesh. Okay. Okay, so all right, so we're going to see in a moment, right? The arguments against the Shagas Aryeh. What you're saying, both of you, I think, seems correct. And we're going to see the Igros Moshe. The Igros Moshe has this as a very strong time against the Shagas Aryeh. But first, this is the Shagas Aryeh's position, and he bases it on the fact that Rabbi Yossi is not matir smicha when there's an issa deraisa. So over here, also, since carrying is an issa deraisa, unless you have a tzairich, and this is not enough of a tzairich to be matir an issa deraisa, so he says it's going to be aser. You're not allowed to carry a shofar for Nashim on Rosh Hashanah. And this Shagas Aryeh is brought down. It's brought down in the Shari Tshuva. Shari Tshuva is on the page of the Shulchan Aruch and also on the page of the Mishnah Berurah. Right, when you open the Mishnah Berurah, so the bottom, you know, the Chofetz Chaim's material, by the way, today is the art side of the Chofetz Chaim. The Chofetz Chaim's material is the bottom half of the page. The very top of the page is the Shulchan Aruch. And then in between is the part that most people who open Mishnah Berurah are not really paying attention to, the Ber Heitev and the Shari Tshuva. Nobody opens the Mishnah Berurah for that. But it's on the page in the Mishnah Berurah, the Shari Tshuva, 19th century Achrein. And he brings down this Shagas Aryeh. Not only that, he also brings down a Chidah, who paskin the same way, and he doesn't bring down any dissenting view. The Shari Tshuva brings down the Shagas Aryeh and the Chidah say that you're not allowed to carry a shofar for Nashim, and he brings it down if that's the halacha. In the Mishnah Berurah, what's interesting is the Mishnah Berurah doesn't bring down the whole discussion. He doesn't pass on the Shagas Aryeh, but he also doesn't say not to follow the Shagas Aryeh. He just, you know, The Shulchan Aruch says that Nashim are allowed to blow shofar, and he has some comments on that sif in Shulchan Aruch, but he doesn't have any discussion about whether we're allowed to carry it for them. The Shagasai passing that it's Aser. The Chidah, the Shari Tshuva agreed, but it's a very big Chiddush. So there's a Tshuva in the Igris Moshe who makes it, he objects, as along the lines of the two of you were saying, that this Igris Moshe is in Chelek Gimel, Siman Sadi Dalet. And the Igris Moshe says that he argues very stark against the Shagas Aryeh. And his argument, he makes two points right at the beginning of the Tshuva. He says, first of all, the Shagas Aryeh seems to have been looking at this as it's just nachas ruach al nashim. Why are we letting the nashim blow the shofar? It's just to be eisa nachas ruach for them. That's the lashon of the Gemara, legabi smicha. Dr. Moshe, it seems like the Shagas Aryeh was working with an assumption that they're not really getting a mitzvah. Mitzvah eisa magram and nashim paturais. So that means it's not a mitzvah for them. If they want to do it, they could do it. Rabbi Huda maybe says they can't do it. Rabbi Yitzchak says, yeah, they could do it if they want, right? Just like they could drum their fingers on the table. There's no aveira in that. So if Noshim want to do a mitzvah, says my grandma, there's no aveira in it. But it's not a mitzvah either. So Dr. Moshe, but I don't think that's true. I think that they're makamim schar for it also. Not as a mitzvah v'aisa, but as an ina mitzvah v'aisa. Now, what's the raya? So it's not so simple. Tosfos, there's a famous machlekes Tosfos on the Rambam about whether Nashim are allowed to make a bracha on Mitzvah Seishas Ma'agrama. And this carries over to a machlaikis halacha lemaisa between the difference between the Sfaradim and the Ashkenazim. According to the minhag Ashkenazim, which is to follow the Ramah, which is to follow Tosfos, that Nashim are allowed to make a bracha. Zogdur Moshe, if they're allowed to make a bracha, then for sure it's a mitzvah. It's not just a dvar reshus, that there's nothing wrong, so they're allowed to do it. It's not just lasis nachas ruach. Obviously, it's a real mitzvah. And even the Rambam, who doesn't allow them to make a bracha, or Moshe says, I think that the Rambam would also agree that it's a mitzvah and they're makabel schar. Just, the Rambam would say that to make the bracha, since the bracha is the lashon of vitzivanu, tzivanu means commanded us, so the Rambam doesn't like using the lashon of vitzivanu if it's not mandatory. A voluntary, you can't make a bracha. But it's still a mitzvah. There's an idea of eini mitzvah v'aisa, that you're makabel schar. So Moshe says that if it's a mitzvah, so how could you say it's not a tzerech hayoyim? Right? We just need it to be some kind of a tzerech hayoyim, and they're doing it, and they're getting a mitzvah, so that should take off any isser of carrying. You don't need that their mitzvah should be doicha the isser. It's not an isser when there's a tzerech, and they're doing it for a mitzvah, so that's a tzerech. That's his first argument. And then he says even stronger, even if the Shagas Aryeh was right, that mitzvah seishas ma'agrama are really not a mitzvah for nashim. It's just a dvar reshus. It's just to be lasis nachas ruach l'nashim, but they don't get anything out of it. He says, I think that even then, it would be mutter to carry for that. That mishnah in Beitza that taught you, right, that with the machlokes of Hillel Beishamai, it mentioned three examples, right? Beishamai aimrim ein mitzian sefer Torah lulav v'katan. Beitza say that you're allowed to. Sefer Torah lulav v'katan. So what's Sefer Torah? Pashtus is for a dvar mitzvah, right? What are you using Sefer Torah for? Probably for a dvar mitzvah. Lulav, again, it's probably for a dvar mitzvah. What about katan? When it says katan, what's the katan? What are you carrying the katan for? So Tosfos brings down two opinions. Rabbi Nechanan learned that when the Mishnah talked about katan, it meant lemila. That the whole Mishnah was talking about divrei mitzvah. And you're allowed to carry a katan, yeah, if you have a mitzvah to do with him. So you're allowed to carry him then, even though it's not a echal nefesh, you're not going to eat the katan. But as long as there's a tzarech, and the mitzvah of meal is the tzarech tzas. That's Rabbi Nechananel. Tosfos says, I disagree. Tosfos brings rayas, and he says that you don't need it to be a mitzvah at all. When it says katan, it doesn't mean katan lamil, it means katan letiol, to have a good time. You want to bring your kid to the park, to go on the swings, but you have to carry him there to the park. Zog Tosfos, that's what the Mishnah is talking about when it says katan. And then Tosfos adds very famously, and that's why it's mutter also to play ball on Yom Tif. Tosfos writes that lehedya, that it's mutter to play ball on Yom Tif because the Isser Haitzah is only until there's a tzairich. But this is a tzairich. Tzairich ksas, but it's a tzairich. It's not a mitzvah, but you're playing ball because you enjoy it. So that's also a tzairich. The only thing, to quote Taisa saying, the only thing that's not called a tzairich is if it's not for Yom Tov use. If I'm cooking today or carrying today for tomorrow, so then there's no tzairich at all for Yom Tov. But if I'm doing something on Yom Tov because I enjoy doing it on Yom Tov, so that's called the Tzarech HaYom Ksas. So that's the Taisus. So as Dr. Moshe, let's imagine these women, these women in town, they wanted to make a play. And they needed to carry the props and the costumes out to the village green, whatever, you know, where they're going to make their, where they put on their performance, the town square. That would be mutter. Because on Yom Tov, they'd be allowed to carry for that. It's not a mitzvah, but they're enjoying it. So now, because their play happens to be a tzkiyah shofar, right, let's say it's just lasis nachas ruach, but you're allowed to carry lasis nachas ruach. Right? Taisa says playing ball. So the tzkiyah shofar, how could it be worse than the ball game? It's not a mitzvah, it's just lasis nachas ruach. But that's also a valid heter for carrying, because lemaisa, you ask these women, they want to hear shofar on Shabbos. I mean, on Rosh Hashanah. They want to hear shofar on Rosh Hashanah. So if you want to do it, that makes it a tzarech hayom ksas. Okay, I hear. So Ramesha felt that it doesn't matter, you know, that's negeya, I guess, if it's, we're talking about an isri hana. You know, does it qualify as Hana? But if it's something that she wants, she could articulate a reason why she wants to, so that's enough of a reason to be matria. Now, these svaras of Ramosh Sugin, Ramosh brought these two arguments. First of all, it is a mitzvah. It's not just a nachas ruach. And second of all, even if it was just a nachas ruach, that's enough to be matria carrying on Yom Tov. It sounds like he really tore apart the Shagas Aryeh. Considering what Ramosh said, and Ramosh, you know, he crosses his T's and dots his I's. The Taisus brings, you know, he brings a raya from the Taisus about it being a mitzvah, and he brings a raya from this other Taisus about even ball playing being, you know, a valid heter for carrying on Yom Tov. What was the Shagas Aryeh thinking? How could the Shagas Aryeh have said that you're not allowed to carry a shofar for Nashim on Yom Tov? So the truth is that the Shagas Aryeh brought a very strong raya to his position.
Between the Shagas Aryeh and the Moshe, nobody challenged him?
It's a good question. I can't say. I don't know. I'm not aware of anyone. Rav Moshe doesn't quote anyone. In fact, you know, there's a new Shagas Aryeh with notes from Rav Zimitrovsky. I didn't look over there. He might bring down someone that does. But I'm only aware of Rav Moshe having argued with it. But he seems to have such strong arguments in Svara. But the truth is that the way I'm saying it over is a little bit of an oversimplification. The Shagas Aryeh brought a raya, which is a very hard raya to get around. Now, the raya is from a little bit of a complicated Gemara. I'm not going to go into it in detail. But the Gemara in Chulin Daf Pei Daled, it's talking about if somebody shechts, you know, you're allowed to shecht an animal on Yom Tov, and then there's a whole issue about Kisui Adam, doing Kisi Adam on Yom Tov. Again, Kisi Adam is Negeya when you shecht an oif or a chaya. It's not Negeya when you shecht a behema. The Gemara has a discussion. Let's say somebody shechts a koi or a kvi, however you want to say it, right? Which is a suffik chaya, suffik behema on Yom Tov. So now what happens with the Kisi Adam? And the Gemara says that anything whose vadai is not doicha Shabbos, it's suffik, will not be doichi Yom Tov, a little bit of a complicated cheshbon, but anything whose vadai wouldn't be doichi Shabbos, you're never allowed to do kisui adam on Shabbos under any circumstances, so it's suffik, will not be doichi Yom Tov. Let's just accept that. Then the Gemara challenges that. The Gemara says, oh yeah? What about tekiya shofar? Tekiya shofar, it's vadai is not doichi Shabbos, meaning even when it's Rosh Hashanah and it's Shabbos, we don't blow shofar. And yet, it's suffik is doichi Yom Tov. What does that mean? It's suffik is doichi Yom Tov. So, what's a suffik tekiya shofar? So, the Gemara explains a tumtum. Someone who's a suffik ish, suffik isha, is a liable shofar in Yom Tov. So, the Gemara says, you see that this formula that you made, that anything whose vada is not doichi Shabbos, it's suffik will not be doichi Yom Tov, is not true. Because by tekiya shofar, the vada is not doichi Shabbos, but the suffik is doichi Yom Tov. Taisa says, one second, when we talk about Tekiah Shofar not being Doicha Shabbos, why don't we blow Shofar on Shabbos? When Rosh Hashanah falls on Shabbos? Because if we can hear Shem, we have an Arab, Rosh Hashanah. So we're really dealing with the issue of carrying. Then when we come to the, so when we say the Safek is Doicha Yom Tov, they were talking about the isser of blowing musical instruments. What's the comparison? So Taisa says, no, I think we're not talking about the isser of blowing musical instruments. We mean the isser of carrying. Because this tumtum, had he been an Isha, if he was really an Isha, then of course he wouldn't be allowed to carry the shayfa for him on Yantif, because it is an isser of malach, there's an isser of haitzah, and it's only mutter because of mitaych. But if he's an Isha, then there's no mitaych. That's mefurish in the Taisvis. That's the Shagas Arias Chiddush, and it's right there. It's mefurish in the Tosfos.
What's the problem with Kisui Adam? What are you doing wrong?
By Kisui Adam, there's
what's the malach?
Digging.
Yeah, the digging.
I'm not sure. There's more than one issue. There's more than one issue involving Kisui Adam, and I don't remember which is the focus of that Gemara in Chulin. So the Shagas Arias says, I'm not making this up. It's a Mefurish HaTaisis that says this, that for Nashim, we wouldn't say Mitoich, and you wouldn't be allowed to carry it through the Shas Rabbah. So when Rav Moshe writes his Tshuva, so, you know, I described how Rav Moshe, you know, in 2 minutes, he tore the Shagas Arias to shreds. But the Tshuva is 10 pages long, because then he has to get to work on this Taisvez, and he has to go through that sugya in Chulin, he has to say big chidushim to try to get around that raya from Taisvez. So it's not so pashut, even though misvarit seems to be pashut to argue with the Shagas Arias, but it's not at all pashut to figure out how to get around his raya. But what's interesting, though, is what was this, you know, the raya, okay, we're not learning that Gemara Chulin. We're not going to go into that part of the debate. But as far as the svara part, the part that we really could, you know, get a good handle on, what was the Shagas Arias thinking? That it should be usher misvara, but it's clear, by the way, in the tshuva, that he brought the raya, you know, the raya from the Taisis in Chulin, he brings the raya, but he wasn't basing it just on that raya. Mm-hmm. He held this way misvara based on his understanding of malacha on Yom Tif, and his understanding of Mitzvah Seishas Man Grama, he held Misvara that it should be Asar. And he didn't overlook the Tosfos in Beitza that talks about how any kind of Tzarech Ksas, even taking a kid to the park, even playing ball, you're allowed to carry for that. Because he quotes that Tosfos. He quotes it in this tshuva. At the end of the tshuva, he says that maybe one would want to bring a raya not like me, and then he would use that taisis to give the svara, but he says, but no, his raya wouldn't be a good raya, and that's the end of the tshuva. And he never even comes back to the svara. It's clear that he mentions this taisis, but he really held that it's not applicable over here. So what it seems like is that the Shagas Arias, two things. First of all, he held that it's not really a mitzvah for them to do this mitzvah seishas magram. It's just a nachas ruach. And that he held, maybe along the lines of what you were saying, you know, you used the term Mislav Lahanis, no, I don't know if I would use that term mamish, but that you, when we say you're allowed to do whatever you want, you know, to have a good time, if you would call it something that you're doing to have a good time, so then Chazal say, okay, you know, we're not going to get involved in what your hobbies are, whatever you say is that it gives you a good time. You're allowed to, you know, you're allowed to carry for that on Yantif because it gives you a good time. But once you are saying that you're doing it for a mitzvah, so then we have an opinion. We have to decide, is it really a mitzvah? Is it not really a mitzvah? And if it's really, if you're doing it for a mitzvah, but it's not really a mitzvah, so that means it's a fake, it's a mistake. And then for you to go say, but I have a good time doing it anyway, let it be like my good time, that he doesn't hold him. He says, if it's for a good time, then fine. You're allowed to carry for that on Yantif. But it's for a mitzvah. If you're coming with a lumdish reason, then your lumdish has to be right. That's what it
but
sounds like the Shagas Arias was thinking.
We're not the one saying nachas ruach. The Gemara says nachas ruach, right?
Right, but what you saying? But the Gemara says that nachas ruach is only enough to be overrided in a seder rights and not in a seder rabbanon. So, you know, I'm not sure. I don't really have a. You know, I mean, I definitely understand the svar of Moshe much better. I'm just saying that I'm just, you know, I'm not saying to follow the Shagatai at all, and I'm not even saying that he sounds right. I'm just trying to make sense a little bit out of what he was thinking. So it seems two chedushim. First of all, that it seems like he was thinking that it's not really a mitzvah; it's just a nachas ruach. And then he had some chedush that we could be selective about what qualifies as saying, well, I'm doing it for a good time, so that's called a tzerech tzas an yantif. If it's something secular, mundane, you know, something b'inyani choyel, then fine, whatever you say is fine. But if it's something b'inyani mitzvah, then if it's not really a mitzvah, then it becomes batal, like it doesn't count as anything.
Like you discussed with Shulchan Chakan Yantif.
Maybe. Okay. Now, okay. So after, let's say, we get past the Shagas Aryeh, right? That was another obstacle to the Tekiyas Shefer of the Nashim. One more. In Shulchan Aruch, it's two dais about whether, when we say Nashim are allowed to, right, we pass the Nashim are allowed to do the Mitzvah Seishas Shazman and Grama, they're allowed to blow Shefer. And we even know that they're allowed to make a bracha. Right? That was the machlokes tesis of the Rambam, but the Ramah, the Ashkenazim, we follow tesis, they're allowed to make a bracha. But what about men making a bracha for the nashim? Before we were discussing, the Bala Itter said that men aren't even allowed to blow shofar for them. They're only allowed to blow shofar for themselves. The Rosh, the Rav Yob, when he said, we don't pass them like that. The men are allowed to blow shofar for the nashim. But are the men allowed to make a bracha for the nashim? That's already not so pashat. And there is an opinion brought down in the Ramah that if they want to make a bracha for themselves, that's okay. They could say that shekeshanu b'seis v'tzivanu on a mitzvah seish shazman grama. But men cannot say shekeshanu b'seis v'tzivanu on the woman's mitzvah seish shazman grama. So a woman has to make the bracha for herself.
Can we answer amen?
Could we answer amen to their bracha when they make that bracha? That's a great shayla. That's a great shayla. I'm not going to go into it. There is a lot of discussion about. I mean, the short answer, I think, the pastor is that we would say yes, but there is some discussion. More than that. But if I'm not mistaken, there are tzadim that you're really not allowed to answer a main on a bracha that you wouldn't be allowed to say. It's a discussion for another time.
Okay.
Discussion for another time.
Next week.
Next Tuesday is Rosh Hashanah. So the Ramah says that there's a yeshayim that men are not allowed to make the bracha for them. So the Magen Avraham says, so Ilamaisa, you know, women aren't comfortable making the bracha themselves. We like it better when they can be yitzeh with the men's bracha. So what eitzah did we come up with? So like the Magen Avraham, we find ourselves going back to the old Minhag Ashkenaz that we should blow for them early in the morning before you go to shul. That was what some people were doing. That even though this was an old minog that they were doing because of the Bala Iter, and then the Rav Yon, the Rosh, no, you don't have to worry about the Bala Iter, so they changed it. But then this shaila arises, so we come back to saying, so if you want to blow for your wife, blow before you go to shul, and that you weren't yaitzeh yet, so you can make the bracha. You make the bracha for yourself, and it's for her also. Zok the Magen Avraham, but it's not a good idea. He brings down from the Maril. Not a good idea because there's exactly right. There's Kabbalistic reasons, Shas Hadin, that you're not supposed to blow shofar early in the morning, the first 3 hours of the day, right, which is Zman Kriya Shema. You're not supposed to blow shofar biyachid in the first 3 hours of the day because it's Shas Hadin. Various, like I would say, Kabbalistic kinds of considerations. So you're not supposed to do that. You're blowing at home for your wife, so it's biyachid. You know, you shouldn't blow so early. So the Magen Avraham says, what do I recommend? That you should, if you want to blow for your wife, so come home after Kriyas HaTorah, when the shul is going to do the Tekiyas Demiyushav. You don't really need a minyan for that. The Tekiyas Demu'uma, that you need a minyan for. But the Tekiyas Demiyushav, that you don't really need a minyan for. So come home. And while they're blowing in shul, you blow at home for your wife. And again, you make a bracha for yourself, and you might see your wife also. That's what he says is the recommended course of action. this, again, obviously, you know, it's, practically speaking, it's not going to happen for most people. Right? Most people, when they go to shul, they stay in shul and want to, and then there's gishay for the nashim later. If that's what you're doing, then the recommendation is that they should make the bracha themselves. That, and so when you have these communal, you know, at 4 or 5 in the afternoon, nashim come to shul and somebody blows shofar for them, so what the, and this I think the Mishnah does bring down, the recommended course of action is that before he starts to blow, he says, everyone should say a bracha. They say the bracha for themselves, both brachas, and then he starts to blow. But he doesn't say the bracha for them. Okay. Now, one other detail in this Magen Avraham that I saw now, preparing this shiur, and I wish I knew it when we were having the shiur last year right before Rosh Hashanah. Everybody remembers? So I'm just going to pick up right from where we left off. last year we were talking about if somebody's on Hatzalah and he runs out early, you know, during davening, he missed the tekiyas to Miyushav. He's coming back at the end of that. He's coming back later by Musaf on time for the tekiyas to Mu'uman. Okay, so he's going to be yaitz tekiyas shevi. There's enough kailas in during Musaf. But what does he do about a bracha? And we said how, at first glance, it might seem like it should depend. Does your shul daven nusach svar, and it's in the middle of Shemana Esrei, or is it nusach Ashkenaz, it's not in the middle of Shemana Esrei? Then we said, really more relevant is the Machlekes Baal Amar and the Rambam, which we spoke at length last year, and we said that according to the Baal Amar, that the main bracha on the shofar is really the Malchus Zechenes for shofar, so there's no reason to make the bracha. The Rambam, who disagreed, he would say yes to make a bracha. And we left it like that. In this Magen Avraham, where he talks about how if you're blowing for your wife, so you should go home when the shul is up to the keys to Miyushav, you go home and you make a bracha and you blow for her. But then when you come back to shul, now there's a shinei makom, it's a hasachadas, and you can hear the tekiyas to Me'umad, but the bracha that you made before doesn't work anymore. So you have to make another bracha. So here I have a mefurush of Magen Avraham saying that you make a bracha on the tekiyas to Me'umad. So I think that's a nice safa to I know we're not holding the Inyan anymore, but I was very happy to see this Magen Avraham. All right. Simach Simach Tov to everybody. Thank you.